弟兄姐妹早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
那么很高兴能够再有机会跟各位分享。那么最近几次我的信息都是在哥林多前书。
I'm very glad to share with brothers and sisters again. And in recent months, I've been sharing with you about the First Corinthians.
那我自己开始要准备的时候，也没有想到，竟然到第五次了。那这是第五次讲哥林多前书，我们才到第二章而已。
When I started preparing this, I didn't realize it was, now it's, we're already coming to the fifth message, and I've only reached chapter two.
希望各位没有觉得很没有觉得没有耐心，或者是对这个信息这个不能够接受所以请如果各位觉得这个太过于速度慢，或者是讲的这个话，就请各位包含。
I hope you haven't lost your patience, and or you don't. I hope you don't feel this message is unacceptable. If it is too slow of pace, please forgive me.
那么我这个信息呢是沿着上一次上一次的是保罗说呢，他传的福音呢不认识别的，只认识耶稣基督，他只知道耶稣基督，并他钉十字架这个信息。
So what?The message today is a continuation of the message last time when we talked about Paul said he will know nothing but Jesus Christ and the cross.
保罗一直强调就是他的福音是十字架的福音，也就是福音如果不带着十字架，那不叫福音，这是保罗一直强调的信息。
Because Paul keeps on emphasizing that the gospel should be a gospel of the cross. Without the cross, the gospel is not gospel.
但是人要的福音是没有十字架的福音，人所要的福音是我只要从神那里得到福音，但是神啊，你不要给我十字架，这是人所期望的。
But people usually the kind of gospel that we want is blessings only, and we don't want cross.
就是因为这样的关系，所以保罗在各地传福音的时候呢，不但是这个外邦的还要接受不容易，连本国的他的子民以色列百姓呢，反而逼迫他更厉害。
Because of that, it was very difficult for Paul to preach his gospels everywhere. Not only the Gentiles wouldn't receive his message, but also his own people, the Israelites, would persecute him even further.
因为犹太人所要的福音，所要的神是祝福他们的，祝福我们的，然后对敌人，对其他人，神啊，你不要祝福。
Because the Jewish people...They wanted wanted that God who would just bless them and not bless any other nations.
其实这是我们人的天性。你看被神拣选的先知约拿，这是一个典型的例子。
That's actually our human nature. Think about Jonah, the prophet that God chose.
约拿呢，神拣选他去向这个外邦传福音。结果呢，到尼尼微去，结果他怎么样呢？他拒绝了。他知道神的心意，他也可以说毫无保留的愿意为神做工。但是神说：“你到外邦尼尼微去传这个信息，要他们悔改。”他怎么样？他拒绝。
See, God chose Jonah to ask him to spread the gospel to the other nations, specifically Nineveh, but he refused. He knew God's will. He knew God wanted that nation to be saved, but he refused to do so.
因为他从先知的眼光知道尼尼微。将来亚述帝国是要来攻打以色列，是成为以色列的敌人。所以呢，他知道如果神的恩典临到他们，神的慈爱临到他们，那这个以后是成为他们的敌人。所以他是拒绝去的。所以你看他这样一个先知，认识神，也为神所使用了，但是呢，他却是这样的心态。
Because from the prophet point of view, Jonah knew that in the future Nineveh would be the place of Assyria, who would eventually attack Israel, and so that would be good, would be a bad thing to the Israelite nation. So even though he was a prophet of God and he knew God's will, he would refuse to carry out God's commandment.
但自从耶稣来以后，你看新约的多少的圣徒，多少的宣教士，他们可以说是抛头颅洒热血，到任何地方，甚至到仇敌的地方，甚至到逼迫他们杀害他们的地方，他传福音，而且是毫无保留的。这个是赶紧看到主耶稣十字架所做成的这个工作是何其的伟大。
But in the New Testament time, as you guys have witnessed, so many missionaries would go around the world to preach the gospel, even to the places that people hate them, the places where people would persecute them. They will give their hearts of love without reservation to do God's work, because that's the work done, accomplished by the cross. And so you can see through the cross what kind of wonderful work God can do.
好，我们再稍微复习一下，因为很多人可能是啊，新约也读了，但新约因为书信太多了，啊，我稍微复习一下。新约里面有四本书呢，是讲到福音，就讲到十字架福音，是哪四本书呢？罗马书、哥林多前书、后书，还有加拉太书。这四本书呢，是讲到十字架福音，最清楚的，而且是包括啊真理以及生活的实行。
So let's briefly review the New Testament books. Many of us have already read New Testament, but may not have a clear view of the books. And so in the New Testament, there are four books of Paul's that talk about the gospel. These four books are Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, and Galatians. And these are talking about the truth and life.
那么哥林多这个教会呢，是保罗在第二次宣道的时候呢，所建立的教会。
The Church of Corinth was established by Paul on his second missionary trip.
那么他在哥林多这个地方呢，住了一年半的时间。
He lived in the city of Corinth for 1.5 years.
所以哥林多这个教会呢，跟以弗所这个讲的教会可以说是保罗所生的，是保罗所最爱的、心爱的啊两个教会。
So the Church of Corinth and the Church of Ephesus are the two churches you could say was born by Paul. So it was these two were his beloved churches.
他是把他们当作是像一个父亲对待儿女这样子来看待他们。
He had the heart of a father toward his children.
不论自己的孩子有多么的问题，保罗还是看他们为自己孩子，就像神看我们一样。我们不论有多大的问题。但是呢，神认定我们是他的儿女，神会管教我们，会带领我们一样，是那种心态。你可以看到保罗的心啊，这样敞开。
No matter how many problems these churches had, Paul had this heart of a father toward his children, and he would love them and completely open with them. And so, just you know, like we have toward our children, a lot of the times, no matter what problems we have, we will always love our children.
那哥林多前书这本书呢，是保罗在第三次宣教，在以弗所这个教会啊待了三年多的时间呢，要结束之前呢，那么他在以弗所写给哥林多的啊这个教会，是他在听到他们有问题，然后保罗就写信给他们，这是我们看到的啊，那背景是这个样子。
So the background of the book of 1 Corinthians, it was written during Paul's third missionary trip while he was staying in Ephesus for 3.5 years. And he heard all the problems in the church of Corinth, so he decided to write that letter, and that's the background.
那他本来的意思是说从以弗所那么再回到马其顿，往北，然后再往西边，要到哥林多，然后从哥林多呢，要回到耶路撒冷，这是他的原来计划是这样子。
His original plan was to go from Ephesus to Macedonia toward the north, and then go further west to Corinth, and then return back. That was his original plan.
那么他在以弗所就写了第一封叫哥林多前书呢，叫提多带过去，然后后来呢保罗心就很不安，因为他的信呢带着很强烈的责备，他就不知道，就像你父亲带孩子一样，如果太强烈的管教，怕孩子怎么样受伤了，所以保罗心在那时候呢是很不妥，觉得说很不安一直等待到底是哥林多教会收到他的第一封书信呢会什么样反应呢，是悔改呢还是不同的反应，他就一直担心这个问题。
So the first letter was sent from Ephesus to the Church of Corinth by Titus. So after sending the first letter, Paul was a little bit nervous about how the Church of Corinth would be receiving his letter, because he used very strong, stern wordings and to try to correct them and teach them, admonish them. So just like a father, when you strictly chastise your child, he was concerned about them getting hurt and discouraged. So he was hoping to see what their reactions were.
所以保罗从离开以弗所呢，他没有直接到哥林多，他就在马其顿这里呢在等待，因为他的心呢忐忑不安，等待提多给他的消息。
So after he left Ephesus, he did not go further, and he was waiting in Macedonia for the message from Titus. And see, he was kind of nervous and trying to find out how the brothers and sisters at the Church of Corinth would react.
所以在半路的这个马其顿这里呢，提多就来报告说好消息，因为哥林多教会呢不但收到你的信这个悔改了，而且是满心的看见神的荣耀作为在他们身上。
So when he was in Macedonia, Titus reported back to Paul that the Church of Corinth not only had received the letter, but also they have repented and received God's word with joy.
好，那么就在这个马其顿这里呢，保罗写第二封书信，叫哥林多后书这个书信。
Therefore, Paul wrote his second letter at Macedonia, that is the book of 2 Corinthians.
然后呢，后来保罗在第三次宣教的结束之前呢，也写了一个罗马书，就是说保罗有个心，他说这个地方我的福音都传遍了，他现在要往罗马、西班牙去传福音，所以就是写了一封信，就一个姐妹正好要去罗马的时候呢，就带过去到罗马的教会。
So before the end of Paul's third missionary trip, and he wrote the letter to Romans, because he felt he had completed his missionary work in the areas of Corinth and Ephesus, and now he could move further west to Roman and to preach the gospel. So he wrote the book.
所以给你们稍微背景知道，哥林多前书是第一个写的，然后再来是哥林多后书，然后再来是罗马书，大概顺序大概是这个样子的时间。
So that was the background, and so the books were written in the orders of 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, then the book of Romans.
然后都是在他的第三次宣教的结束的那段时间写的。
It was all before the conclusion of his third missionary trip.
所以说大概时间上呢，是公元大概是57-58年的这个时间，公元大概就主后57-58年这个时间。
So it was approximately 57 and 58 AD.
所以是要有概念。那加拉太书呢，这本书呢，时间跟对象地点呢，就有一点不太，从圣经的学者里面就有点不太一致，所以我们就不知道加拉太书的什么时间写的，或者真正对象是哪一个教会，或者是哪一代地方的。大概只有知道说可能是某些教会或者在加拉太省那个代的地方，在罗马的时代是这样子。
So in terms of the book of Galatians, regarding the time the book was written and the to who the recipient of those that book, there were some inconsistent ideas among the Bible scholars, so we're not 100% sure.
好，那我上一次呢是主要在哥林多前书跟哥林多后书这两本书讲保罗他所经历的，为什么他一直讲我所传的福音，我所知道的指耶稣跟他十字架，其他我不传了。保罗就用他自己的经历，我稍微讲了一下保罗的几个经历。上一次。
So last time I told you about a few of Paul's experiences, based on which he decided that he would only preach the gospel and him crucified, Jesus Christ crucified, and he would not preach any other kinds of gospel.
非常大的 second one, and then okay. 好像没有进去，那个金刚好像没有这个是不是 first time? Okay.好没关系，我们先读我们就来读这个，我们再读一下经文，打开哥林多前书的第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
Yeah, 但是好像没看到大纲。
It looks like the outline slide is missing.
Okay, 好，我们就读哥林多前书的第二章，我们念1-5节，我们再复习一下1-5节。
1 Corinthians chapter 2, let's read verses 1-5.
好，那么我想我先我们中文读一次，那英文读一次。好
，Chinese first followed by English。
好，开始。弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘，因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。我在你们那里又软弱又惧怕又甚战惊，我说的话讲的道不是用智慧婉转的言语，乃是用圣灵和大能的名证，叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。
2 Corinthians chapter 2 verses 1 through 5. And when I came to you, brethren, I did not come with superiority of speech or of wisdom, proclaiming to you the testimony of God. For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith would not rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God.
好，上一次我们是讲到啊保罗的经历呢，在哥林多后书。上次我只要讲哥林多后书，举了几个保罗自己的经历。那么他说他有一次在亚细亚遭遇苦难，被压太重，力不能胜，甚至活命的指望都没有了。这是我们上次讲的。是保罗在活命的指望都没有了，自己也判定是死的，然后才可以不靠自己。我上次讲过这个。
So last time I gave you a few examples from the book of 2 Corinthians and about his Paul's experiences and to where he talked about verses 9 that he had experienced so much afflictions in the Asia, and he had a sense, almost felt like had a sentence of death within ourselves, so that we would not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead. So he did not even have any hope in life at that time.
然后在哥林多后书的第四章里面讲到说呢，保罗说他是四面受敌却不被困住，那心里作难呢却不失望啊，他等等他的经历。
And in a verse, chapter 4, Paul further talked about they were afflicted in every way but not crushed, perplexed but not despairing.
好，所以呢，他在这个哥林多前书的第二章的第三节，他说：“我在你们那里的时候呢，是又软弱又惧怕又甚战惊。”保罗一方面呢，他经历到他看他自己，他是又软弱又惧怕又战惊，但是呢，他却是在第五节、第四、第五节说他是用圣灵的大能。跟明证，就是他经历到因为自己的软弱的时候呢，神的圣灵的能力在他身上。
So that's why Paul mentioned in 1 Corinthians 2:3 that he was in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. Even though he personally was feeling weak and fearful and trembling, but because he had experienced God's power, he said he was able to be in demonstration of the Spirit and of power.
好，所以我们就说呢，啊，保罗在《哥林多后书》这本书呢，要讲什么呢？讲一个人，保罗这个人，怎么样从是在活在自己的啊这个所谓的我们的自己的啊肉身里面，靠着自己那服侍神的时候呢，他发现这条路不通的。后来呢，遇到耶稣基督，他被改变过来了，他经历到十字架的工作，那么他自己的啊，可以说一生的经历，在神面前被带领成为一个属灵的人，从一个属肉体的人，保罗被做成一个属灵的人，他是怎么样一个经历的过程？这是整个哥林多后书这本书要讲的。
So the entire book of 2 Corinthians was describing of God's, of Paul's experience, his personal experience about how he realized that by relying on himself, he couldn't accomplish anything and he was weak and he was not able to. But when he turned to God, he was able to have the strength and to understand he could accomplish more. So it was about how he turned from a man of flesh to a man of spirit and this transition.
就是说哥林多后书讲到一个人保罗怎么样一个活在这个天然的人的里面呢，被神做成一个离开脱离的疾跟罪的，然后呢进入到一个属灵的一个人， 啊，这是保罗在哥林多后书要强调的是这一点。
So the point that Paul was emphasizing in the book of 2 Corinthians was that how God turned him from a man of natural flesh and natural desires into a person who will be transformed by God's Spirit and live in God's kingdom and be used by God.
那么哥林多前书讲一个教会是充满了问题的教会，但保罗看到了是神要做成荣耀的。他在第七节说预定我们得荣耀，是一个这样的有问题的教会呢，靠着耶稣基督的福音，十字架的福音的大能，要转变成为一个荣耀的教会。这是保罗在哥林多教会前哥林多前书这本书一直要强调的是这一点。
So in the book of 1 Corinthians, you have seen all the problems that the church of Corinth had. But Paul wanted to emphasize that even though you had all those problems, but God has destined this church to be a glorious church. So he will turn it, it'll be God's work to turn it into a God's glory.
那今天我们要讲的是从福音这个福音书呢跟使徒行传，从福音书呢我们要来看耶稣基督的话里面呢，十字架到底是什么意义？我们要从今天是要看这个。
Today we wanted to look at in the book of the Gospels to see what is really the meaning of cross.
那么下一次我希望能够从罗马书跟加拉太书这两本书来看保罗所说的十字架的福音到底是怎么样的。所以我是从各个不同的角度要来让各位了解。
Next time I hope to go to the book of Romans and Galatians to talk about how the gospel of cross really means. So I would like to provide you with different perspectives from different books.
我们刚刚说这四本书呢都讲到十字架福音，那也是在福音书里面在讲福音的这个不论是讲真理也好或者讲实行也好，这四本书呢可以说是包括保罗所经历的跟他所启示的十字架的福音。
So these four books that I mentioned, they were talking about the gospel of cross. So doesn't matter if it's related to truth or related to life application. These are very comprehensive books that talk about God's personal, Paul's personal experiences and the God's truth of regarding gospel of cross.
那罗马书呢是讲到福音的真理可以说是最完全的，是从正面来讲。你看罗马书这本书，保罗所讲的福音。包括是这个从因信称义一直到可以说圣灵怎么样带领我们进入到十字架与主联合。那罗马书这本书呢是讲到福音真理最全备的一本书。
So the book of Romans is related to the truth of gospel. It is probably the most comprehensive and all-inclusive. So from the point of faith thou salvation,and to all the way of how you enter into God's glory and kingdom. So that was the complete, from the positive perspective to talk about the truth of gospel.
So 有人说这个罗马书呢是全人类最伟大的著作，就全人类里面最伟大的启示著作，就是在罗马书这本书讲到福音的真理从正面来讲福音的真理。
Some people would even say that the book of Romans is the greatest book of revelation in human history. But anyhow, it's talking about the truth of gospel from a positive perspective.
那加拉太书这本书呢，是讲福音的真理，他讲什么不是福音？他讲不是福音，说你们走错了，你们本来是起步走得很好，但是呢，走着走，你们走到不是福音的路上去了。所以加拉太书这本书是更正，就是说。一个教会他们走到一个从起头但是走到这走错了，所以是从反面来说这个不是福音，是保罗所要说的。加拉太书这本书是在讲这个事情。
So the book of Galatians talks about what is not gospel. So it also tries to tell you the truth about gospel, but using the examples of what is wrong. So when a church started with a truth of gospel and then went on the wrong path, Paul was pointing out what would be wrong. And so he was teaching in the book of Galatians from a sort of negative perspective.
好，所以希望这四本书呢，你们能够有概念，因为在新约里面呢，如果你们读了很多了，但是没有一个完整概念，这是很可惜。我希望说每个人都能够有这样子的概念。
So I'd like everybody to have a general concept regarding these four books, because if you have read a lot of New Testament books and but couldn't understand the general concept, that would be fall short.
因为十字架的福音呢，是告诉我们神有救赎，神有赦罪的恩典，但是另外一面是神也要把我们从罪里面救出来，这是第二层的，就是不但罪得赦免，而且要让我们从罪里面得到释放。我们不在罪里面，我们可以离开罪，我们可以胜过罪。
So the truth of gospel and the gospel of cross is not only that God has given us salvation and forgiveness, but also we are freed from sin and the bondage of sin. So we are able to be liberated from that bondage and enter into God's freedom.
我相信基督徒刚信的时候呢。 没有这样概念，我记得我刚信的时候什么都不懂，就是知道神赦免我的罪了，然后神要祝福我了。这是我想大部分，但我不想说百分之百，但是我自己是这样子的，根本对福音的这些真理其实是不太懂，只知道说神的这个福音好消息是赦免我的罪了。那么我们今天呢，可以得到神的祝福啊，这是我们的想法。I
think most people, when we first believed in God, we only understood in the very kind of superficial level that I'm saved and I could now be blessed by God. And at least I was like that, and I'll never think any deeper than that. And
如果我们那时候想到说，这个接受这个福音还会像保罗一样要受十字架的苦，很多我们时候可能就不要了，是算了吧，这个我不要了。我想我们可能会这样的反应。
Most of us probably at the beginning, if we had known that receiving the gospel would also mean suffering of the cross, then maybe most of us wouldn't want that blessing, wouldn't want to believe in Christ.
但是我们感谢主，就是借着教会啊这么多年啊信主这么多年，那洞庭弟兄很多的这个啊信息，还有我们的查经，慢慢的我们从弟兄姐妹教导就开始认识到，我们就愿意。
进到更深一层的十字架与主联合，这个就是说慢慢的。我想每个姐妹、弟兄姐妹大概都是这种情况。But thank God, throughout these years, with the teachings from the Sunday sermons and all the Bible studies on Friday nights, and that we gradually understood the meaning of cross to be united with God. And I think all of our brothers, many of our brothers and sisters are just like that. Gradually, we are getting into this deeper understanding of the gospel.
也如果我们当一个基督徒，我们这么多年下来，我们还是仍有停留在第一段的，就是说神赦免你我的罪，神祝福我，非常高兴。然后你没有再往更深的，那么我相信这是很大的亏欠。
I believe it would be a shame for Christians after many years that you're still dwelling on the initial stage of understanding that I'm saved and I'm blessed and that's good enough and happy, and without knowing that there is this deeper level of suffering and cross.
那么我想我们今天在教会里面，虽然我们有很多软弱，但是我很感谢主，我们教会弟兄姐妹基本上对十字架的福音。 基本上我们都接受，而且是真正是认识到啊，与主同受苦，这是很大祝福，这是我们教会很大的祝福。I
think in our church, even though we all have lots of weaknesses, but I think most of the brothers and sisters throughout the years have understood the meaning of cross and the meaning of being united with God to go through the path of cross, and many of us have accepted this truth, and so that's great.
所以我今天要讲十字架的意义，就是说，如果问弟兄姐妹，大部分人都会说，这个是十字架的受苦，十字架受主的来雕塑在我们身上，那么十字架的苦难，这个我想很多弟兄姐妹会回答这个问题。So
today, as we talk about the truth regarding cross, I think most of the people will understand cross is kind of suffering and it's a training by God. I think most of us understand that part.
甚至有人会说呢，我的孩子就是我的十字架。And
some would even say, "Oh, my children are my cross."
甚至丈夫会说，先生是先生会说太太是他的十字架，太太会说呢，我的另外一半是我的十字架。这是我们常会听到的。And
sometimes a husband would say, "Oh, my wife is my cross," and a wife would say, "Oh, my husband is my cross." This is kind of things we often hear about.
所以我们可以说是对，也可以说是不对。这个就是啊。
It's kind of right, kind of wrong.
所以我想人类的苦难不是今天才有，是自古以来苦难就是个奥秘。那我们人的苦难基本上大概可以分几种，一种就是说是我们这个人本身的特性。你知道有些人他就是忧愁善感，有些人他就是很敏感，有些人他就很容易受伤，就是我们人的自己本身的重担所带来的苦。
Sufferings has been in existence ever since the beginning of human history, and so it can have many causes. One thing could be because our own sensitivity. Some people are just super sensitive and easily get hurt.
那有些受苦是你不能抗拒的，是外来给你的，是你自己没办法，不是你自己，是从外来产生的，这个叫做从外来的这个受苦跟苦难。
But some afflictions are from external forces, which is completely beyond your control.
那么第三种就是所谓我们说的十字架的苦，为主受苦，这个叫为义受逼迫，为义受苦的，这是我们叫第三种受苦。
Then the third type would be suffering for righteousness' sake, and that's a third kind.
其实我们人自己说真的，大部分的苦呢是从外面来的，其实很少，也许只有10%。或者20%，大部分是我们人自己产生造成的这个苦，大概80%-90%。
A lot of times we human beings actually suffer mostly from our internal problem issues, our own issues, and that accounts for about 80% of the time. And then for external afflictions are actually a minor component, probably accounting for 10%.
我举个简单的例子，大家很平常的例子，就是说一个太太早上起来要刷牙，看到这个洗脸盆旁边有一个手表，很名贵的手表，先生手表，就觉得万一水弄到了，万一弄湿了怎么办呢，就把它拿到饭桌厨房的饭桌去。
I'll give you a very simple example. So a wife got up in the morning, go to the restroom to brush her teeth, and then noticing a very expensive, valuable watch of her husband's lying by the sink. So she was concerned about getting the watch wet, and so she removed it, kind of moved it from the place to the kitchen.
她想说，先生如果在吃饭看到，他就会带，也不会掉嘛，也不会不见了，也不会找不到的问题。但是呢，儿子想不到，儿子来了。在吃饭了，看到说这个饭桌有个手表，爸爸手表，我要把它弄脏的，所以就把它放到旁边的柜子。结果呢，一拿的时候呢，不小心掉到地上，把它砸破了。
So then, she thought that if I put it onto the kitchen table, the husband would see it, obviously, when he came comes for breakfast. But then the son came later and saw this watch on the table and think, oh, that's my dad's expensive watch, and I would want to safekeep it. So he wanted to move it to the cabinet, but unfortunately, he dropped it and broke it.
那么爸爸进来看到这个手表坏了，他就很生气的，就可想而知，如果是你，你会什么反应？我很自然的，那这个爸爸呢，就对儿子数落一顿，大大的骂一番了。
So the father came in and saw what happened, and he got really angry, you know, naturally. And then he kind of gave the son a hard time.
那儿子呢也想要解释说这个是他的好心，但是爸爸听不听呢？显然不会听嘛。爸爸做爸爸就是这样子。孩子还没出口就说你不要说了，我都知道了。
So the son wanted to explain he didn't really do this on purpose. It was an accident, but the dad wouldn't want to listen.
他就说：“这是你看，你多么不小心，你就这么粗心的人。你看，你就是这样子，就是。”
Just say, "You're just so always so careless. You're just that kind of person."
我记得有一次，以前有一次，我儿子要去跟我带太太跟儿子，那时候他很小的时候要去超市买东西，然后他要讲话，他比个什么东西，我说不可以买。
It's a lot of times dads are like that. So I remember one time when I took my son when he was very little and my wife to a supermarket, and my son was pointing at something, and I just told him, no, we're not going to buy that.
然后我儿子说，我又没有说要买。
So my son said, no, I didn't say we are
going to buy that. 我只是要告诉你这个，就是说小孩子跟就父母亲常常会这样，就是说我们就开口就教训你一顿骂一顿了。
So I was just trying to say that in this oftentimes, parents just tend to assume something and then just blame their child.
然后这个太太进到厨房的话，先生又跟太太骂一顿了，说我的手表放在那里好好的，为什么要拿到这个桌子来呢？
So when the wife came into the kitchen and the husband got angry toward her as well, say I was putting it right next to the sink, it was fine and safe there, why did you even move it to the kitchen table?
所以你看这一个很好的事件本来就是大家都好心的，但是因为发生这个意外的事件呢，就造成全家三个人一早就心情不好，而且是大吵一番了。
So as you can see, this little example, that originally everybody had the good intention, but then because of this accident, totally unexpected, all three people got into a really bad mood early in the morning.
那如果更糟糕的是，这个先生去上班，然后公司忘拿就走了，因为心情不好，结果忘了拿重要的文件，今天要开会，那怎么办呢？再回来拿，再回去又迟到了，被老板就臭骂一顿了。
Even worse, if the husband, because he was in a bad mood, he left home without carrying some of the important documents, and he realized that at the workplace, and his boss scolded him.
那这个儿子呢，也许心情不好，到学校去跟同学吵架，或者是被老师臭骂一顿，没有专心听，这全家整个一天就完蛋，就是很糟糕的。
And the son, maybe he was in such a bad mood, he got into the school and got into trouble with other classmates and was scolded by the teacher. So the entire day would be ruined for all those people in the family.
其实这是一个很平常的，其实我们每一个人大概每天都会发生这种事情，非常多。那就是，所以我刚才讲就是这个10%或20%呢，是你不能控制的。手表掉在地上，是你不能控制，但是你这个先生怎么样对这个事情的反应，是让他更大灾难呢，还是这个事情就把他赦免了？就是我们做先生的、做父母的，或者是做孩子的，就是我们对于一个这样子的问题来的时候呢，这受苦苦难来的时候，你是怎么样子反应？这是造成更大的呢，还是我们让他？这个苦难就过去。
So these kind of examples are happening all the time in our lives, actually. Pretty ordinary things like that. And so as I mentioned earlier, that actually a lot of the times our troubles, 10% or 20% of the time, might be external and beyond our control. But just like this watch, you know, was broken by accident, that was beyond our control. But in terms of how do you react with that accident, and whether I blow out into anger and blame everybody, or whether I just decide to forgive and let go, that makes a huge difference as to how the end result will be.
好，我们现在打开这个马太福音的27章，我们来看看耶稣从主的话，我们来认识什么是
Matthew 27. And let's see from God's word and Jesus how he was talking about suffering.
我们从马太福音27章，我们从32节念到44节。
Matthew 27:32-44.
Okay, 找到了呀，这边找到了。好，上面找到了呀。好，就是主被钉十字架之前的那段时间。那么
I was before Jesus was nailed on the cross.
马太福音27:32-44。
Matthew 27:32-44.
好，我们从我们中文读一次，然后英文读一次，好不好
？Chinese first, then English.
好，开始。他们出来的时候，遇见一个古利奈人，名叫西门，就勉强他同去。好背着耶稣的十字架，到了一个地方名叫格哥他，意思就是骷髅地。兵丁拿苦胆调和的酒给耶稣喝，他尝了就不肯喝。他们既将他钉在十字架上，就捻揪分他的衣服，又坐在那里看守他。在他头以上安一个牌子，写着他的罪状，说这是犹太人的王耶稣。当时有两个强盗和他同钉十字架，一个在右边，一个在左边。从那里经过的人讥诮他，摇着头说：“你这拆毁圣殿，三日又建造起来的，可以救自己吧。你如果是神的儿子，就从十字架上下来吧。” 祭司长和文士并长老也是这样戏弄他，说他救了别人不能救自己，他是以色列的王，现在可以从十字架上下来，我们就信他。他依靠神，神若喜悦他，现在可以救他，因为他曾说我是神的儿子。那和他同钉的强盗也是这样的讥诮他。
Let's read in English 32-44. As they were coming out, they found a man of Cyrene named Simon, whom they pressed into service to bear his cross. And when they came to a place called Golgotha, which means place of a skull, they gave him wine to drink mixed with gall, and after tasting it, he was unwilling to drink. And when they had crucified him, they divided up his garments among themselves by casting lots. And sitting down, they began to keep watch over him there. And above his head, they put up the charge against him, which read, This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. At that time, two robbers were crucified with him, one on the right and one on the left. And those passing by were hurling abuse at him, wagging their heads and saying, You who are going to destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross. In the same way, the chief priests also, along with the scribes and elders, were mocking him and saying, He saved others. He cannot save himself. He is the King of Israel. Let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God rescue him now if he delights in him. For he said, I am the Son of God. The robbers who had been crucified with him were also insulting him with the same words.
好，我们先看第一处，就是在三十四节呢，兵丁拿苦胆调和的酒给耶稣喝，他尝了就不肯喝。
We first look at this recording in, at verse 34. They gave him wine to drink mixed with gall, and after tasting it, he was unwilling to drink.
好，这段呢，我们有讲，我们要看三个地方。这一点呢，就是告诉我们说呢，啊，当时他们苦胆调和的酒一般有麻醉的作用，酒就会让你的神经呢会麻醉，所以呢，啊，这是出于人道的关系呢，要让受刑的人呢减少他的疼痛，减少受苦，减少苦的那个疼痛。
I want to talk about three points here. When they gave him wine mixed with gall, so at that time the wine was used as sort of an anesthesia to numb him, so that he could reduce his pain.
那很多在这个suffering, 就是有些人在 suffering, 他就会找什么？找酒喝啦，找一些来麻醉，让你的痛苦呢忘记啊，这个是类似这样子的。
A lot of people who are suffering would go to alcohol.And to numb themselves with the drinking.
那么他说，耶稣说他啊，这边说他尝，耶稣尝了以后呢，他就不肯喝。耶稣说尝一下，他就不肯喝。
But for Jesus, after tasting it, he was unwilling to drink.
好，就是告诉我们说呢，啊，这个苦呢是可以减轻，可以来逃避，但是耶稣呢，他不逃避。
This tells us that even though the pain could be slightly reduced, Jesus refused to do that.
那我们再看40-42节这里第二点。
Then second point, let's look at verses 40-42.
那么他们就说呢，啊，第四十二节，他说他救了别人，啊，不能救自己。
Verse 42 says he saved others, he cannot save himself.
他是以色列的王，现在可以从十字架上下来，我们就信他。
He is the King of Israel. Let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe in him.
就是说，如果他是神的儿子，那么他应该可以从十字架上下来。
In other words, if he is truly the Son of God, he should be able to come down from the cross.
因为我们今天对十字架的概念呢，十字架是让我们觉得平安、觉得喜乐、觉得救赎。十字架是一个今天是一个圣洁的标志。十字架今天是可以说我们信仰的最重要的一个标志啊。
So today, the concept of cross to us is salvation and joy and peace. It's a sign of holiness, and it's a sign of our faith.
但如果你推到2000年前，那十字架是一种什么羞辱的记号，是一种最就是说最大恶极的那种罪人被钉十字架上。
But 2000 years ago, cross was a sign of shame. Only those who have committed severe crimes would be nailed on the cross.
而且在罗马帝国的时代呢，对自己的罗马的公民呢是不可以用十字架钉的，只有这些殖民地的百姓，他们地位低的，他们犯了重大的罪，用十字架来钉，让他在十字架上受羞辱，让他惩罚，慢慢的死亡，痛苦。
And at that time, in the era of Roman empires, the Roman citizens cannot be ever be nailed on the cross. It was only applied to those criminals who are from other nations, or like the colonies, and when they were ruled under the Roman empires, then they would be nailed on the cross.
所以对当时的百姓来讲的话呢，这是一个很大羞辱。怎么神的儿子会在这个十字架上被钉死呢？这是一个很羞辱的记号，这是一个犯了重大的罪，怎么会这样子呢？他说你应该是可以自己下来啊，你有能力的。
So for to the people at that time, it was a huge significant shame for those people who got nailed onto the cross. If you were the son of a man, how come you would be nailed on the cross? And this is only for those people who are like really notorious criminals and really bad people. So a true son of God shouldn't have been nailed on that.
那么他说了，你救了他，救了别人。耶稣讲，他们讲这个话对不对呢？耶稣救了别人，这个话对不对
？So they said, he saved others. Is that right? Did Jesus
对的，因为他们经历到，他们见到，他的确是让死人复活。让人生来瞎眼的都可以得到医治，瘸腿可以行走，他行了神迹，没有一个人可以行。那么他讲说你可以救你自己，这个话对不对呢？是可以的，他可以救别人，当然他也可以救自己啊。所以如果耶稣可以行这么多神迹，证明是神的儿子，那这个羞辱你怎么不下来不救自己呢？这是他们不能想通的。
So they were saying he savedothers. That was right because they themselves witnessed how Jesus, healed the lame and healed the blind and raised people from dead. And so they knew he could do that. He was able to save others. So if he were the true son of God, he should be able to save himself as well. So we're saying, why wouldn't they were just saying, well, you, how come you cannot save yourself?
那么第三点，我们就看第四十三节，他说他依靠神，神若喜悦他，现在可以救他。
The third point I want to mention is look at verse 43. He said, he trusts in God. Let God rescue him now if he delights in him.
因为他曾说，我是神的儿子，他和那同钉的强盗也是，那和他同钉的强盗也是这样的讥笑他。
For he said, I am the son of God.The robbers who had been crucified with him were also insulting him with the same words.
所以当他们说他依靠神，神若喜悦他，他们讲这个话的时候，他们觉得神喜悦他吗
？So they say he trusts in God if he delights in him. So when they were saying these kind of words, did they think God delights in Jesus?
不会的。他们讲这话意思就是神根本不喜悦你，你讲说你是神的儿子根本就是谎言，神不喜悦这句，他怎么讲这句话就是说神是不喜悦你的意思是这样子。
They really meant when they said these words, they really meant, oh, God really doesn't delight in you. You say you are the son of God, but God is not delighted in you.
他们讲这个话有没有根据呢？有的，在旧约里面的确是律法讲说被挂在木头上的都是什么样，神所咒诅的，就是神不喜悦的人。
Is there any foundation for their words? Yes, there is, because in the Old Testament, there was God's word saying, "Those who are hanged on the tree are the curse from God."
所以这里你就看到有三个，一个是他可以逃避这个苦的，但他没有逃避；他可以减轻这个苦的，但他没有；第二，他可以完全救他自己脱离这样子的环境，但他没有脱离。再来第三个怎么样呢？表面上神不喜悦他，但神喜悦不喜悦他呢？神喜悦的，因为他成就了神的工作，所以这是一个十字架的一个什么叫 paradox 怎么翻呢？十字架的一种就是所谓的是非而是或似是而非的，就是说表面上好像神不喜悦他，但是神喜悦不喜悦？神喜悦的，因为神送他来到地上的目的就是为人在十字架上赎罪的，而且神也在
So these are the three points that I wanted to mention. So Jesus could have escaped, but he chose not to escape. He could have saved himself, but he did not save himself. And from the surface, it looks like God did not delight in him, but indeed God delights in him. So this is like a paradox of the cross. And so why is it that he didn't do all these?
好，所以主耶稣也讲说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。就是若有人，就如果你愿意的话，你就要什么舍己，来背起十字架，天天来跟从我。所以这十字架是可以怎么样？是有选择的，你可以要，你也可以不要的。
Jesus specifically said, if anybody who wants to follow you, you need to deny yourself, carry your cross, and follow me. So it is a choice that every one of us should make. You can choose to bear the cross, or you can choose not to.
而且你经历的时候呢，外表上人家还以为说神不祝福你，但是其实神是祝福你的。这是一个十字架的一个奇怪的一个。
So when you choose to bear the cross, on the surface,Other people might feel like God is not blessing you. You are being cursed. But in reality, you are being blessed.
So, 我们刚才讲说，这个苦难呢，有些是我们自己个人的重担的苦难，有些是别人在外在的你不能抗拒的加给你的。
So that was a mystery. And then I mentioned earlier that in terms of suffering and affliction,Sometimes it is because of external, out of control type of afflictions, but other times it's because of your own problems and you add it to yourself.
那么第三种就刚刚讲的，就是为主的十字架受苦，这个是可以怎么样？是你拣选的，你可以要，你可以不要，你可以要走这个路，你也可以不要走这个路，这个才是真正叫十字架的受苦。
The third type is the suffering of the cross. It's a choice.You can choose to do it, or you can choose not to do it. So that is the true meaning of the suffering of cross.
我们这个礼拜在读一个，我们这礼拜门徒培训班的弟兄姐妹在读一个叫做哈森戴德森的这个传记。
So this week in our discipleship class, we were studying the book of Hudson Taylor, his autobiography. His biography.
Yeah.那我们就可能是别人写的，不是他
yeah,
是传记，对。
Mm-hmm.
那么我们就真的是很受感动。戴德森说的一个话就是，大家都很知道，他是从英国到中国去传道的。
We were greatly moved by the story. Well, everybody, most of you know that Cousin Taylor was a missionary from England to China.
那他讲过一句话，就是说，如果我有千两的千万的就是黄金的话呢，中国可以支取所有的一两他都不留下来。
He once said famously that if I had thousands of pounds of gold, I will give all to China.
如果我有千条的生命，我没有留下一条不给中国。
I would have if I had thousands of lives, I would give saved none for myself.
所以他到中国去受苦传福音是有选择的，他可以去可以不去，因为他事实上当时
he had a choice whether to go to China for missionary work or not。
事实上当时的传教士就是在西英国其他地方我想也类似，要到中国去传福音是不容易的，因为会被百般的刁难，宣教机构还要看你是不是合适的。
At that time, it was actually very difficult to go for missionary work to China because even the missionary organizations will question you like to in depth, and it would have lots of hurdles to cross.
所以他虽然戴德森在五岁的时候呢，他从爸爸，因为他爸爸也是一个牧师，他就对这个传福音有负担，要当宣教士，甚至要到中国去。
Even though when as early as 5 years of 5 years of age, Hudson Taylor was already determined to be a missionary and wanting to go to China, and he was influenced by his father, who was a pastor.
但是他有很多的困难。第一个，他的身体不是很好，所以人家说你可以吃苦吗？
He had a lot of difficulties. First of all, he didn't have very good health, so people asked him, "Are you able to bear difficulties?"
然后人家说，那你英文中文也不懂，那中文也是个问题啊。所以他就是有这些个问题。
And secondary, you don't even know Chinese. It would be a great language barrier.
所以他为了练习自己的身体呢，就开始在锻炼身体。为了让自己可以吃苦呢，他就自愿搬到一个很贫穷的地方，很租一个很破的房子，那么他在那边居住，要适应学习，适应去当宣教士的生活。
So in order to be healthier, he trained himself with exercising, and then in order to train himself to be able to bear difficulties and suffering, he chose to move to a very poor house and live in a very poor condition. Then he also learned Chinese.
甚至他有一个女朋友呢，本来都要论及婚嫁了，听到他在中国怎么样的，马上就退堂鼓了。
And he also had a girlfriend at the time. They were already talking about engagement and marriage. But as soon as she heard that he was going to go to China for missionary work, she backed off.
因为他如果留在英国，那多解决问题的。那么他也可以有一个喜爱的这个太太，又可以过一个舒服的、幸福的生活。那为什么要选择去中国，而且要面临这么多挑战的时候，还要一个一个克服呢？
So if he had chosen to stay in England, life would have been easy. He would have married a lovely girl as a wife, and he would have lived a very comfortable life. Why did he choose to go through all those trouble and even to train himself to overcome all those difficulties in order to go to China?
那我们另外一个姐妹也讲到一个叫做 Jim Elliot, 就是一个送到厄瓜多尔去当宣教士，后来被当地的土著给杀了。他们一共有五个人都被杀了。那个电影我们也看，有人看过，有人大概没看过。
A sister also mentioned somebody called Jim Elliot. He was a missionary and to
Ecuador.
A missionary to Ecuador, and along with five other missionaries, they were all killed by the natives over there. And so that there was a movie about it. Some of you may have seen it.
那他在1956年被杀的，然后在
He was killed in 1956.
然后在1949年左右，人家找到他的日记。他日记里面呢，在1949呢就写了。一句话，他叫做 "He is no fool. Who give what cannot keep to gain when he cannot lose." 这个有点难。
So he after his death, people found his diary, and around 1949, he wrote in his diary that he is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose.
好，这个计划就等于这计划是回应什么呢？回应马太福音耶稣说的，凡为我上吊生命的，必怎么样？必要得着生命。
This echoes to Jesus' word in Matthew that whoever loses his life will gain life.
他就说呢，他不是一个笨蛋，也就是这个叫 Jim Elliot， 他为主殉道的，他不是一个笨蛋，他是怎么样呢？他对自己不能保守的这个生命呢，他给出去了，好让他能够得到更丰盛的生命，意思是这样子。
So Jim is saying he is no fool. He is willing to give what he cannot keep this life, and in order to gain what he cannot lose, eternal life.
我们有谁可以保证我们这个身体每天健康？我们保证我们今天出去，明天晚上可以回来。我们谁可以保证我们这个？我们可以保有我们这个生命？没有人吗？
Who can guarantee that every day when we leave our home, we can return for sure in safety and healthily? Nobody can really guarantee.
所以他说呢，他 give what he cannot keep， 就是他这个生命他是不能保守的，因为你不知道你明天发生什么事的。他说我把这个给出去了，是意思这样子。
That's why he said I would give what I cannot keep, because our life we really cannot keep.
为了要得到什么呢？为了得到那个更丰盛的生命。
In order to gain the more abundant life.
所以他在1949年呢，就写这个在他的日记上，也就是他跟主的关系是到一个地步，什么完全愿意与主联合，与主受苦，与主受死，他已经有这样心智了。在1949年，他就写下这样的日记。1956年呢，殉道。
He He wrote in 1949 in his diary this word. So he already had this determination to be united with God and to suffer for the cross and to die for the righteousness' sake. And then indeed, he was martyred in 1956.
所以你看，在旧约，神虽然在旧约行了很多神迹，神在以色列人身上做了多少工作，但是有没有看过在旧约有人愿意走这种十字架道路？你可以说几乎很少，而且几乎没有。就算有的话，也是单独的个人，很少。
So in the Old Testament, even though God has done amazing wonders for the Israelites and have led them out of Egypt and take them into the land of promised land and all these things that God has done for the Israelites, but almost nobody who actually went the path of the cross of suffering. So even if they were, it was very rare.
那在今天的新约里面呢，从使徒的时代，保罗一直到今天，可以说不间断的，有多少的人愿意放弃他好的生活，愿意去受苦？那这是违反人的本性天性的，但是呢。 却是感到喜乐的，今天一直在发生。所以神的十字架，耶稣基督的十字架所带来的福音啊，这个果效，可以说是在新约时代啊的一个奇特的现象。But
in the New Testament time, from the days of Paul even till today, so those who are willing to give up their good lives and to suffer for Christ, it's happening all along and unceasingly. And so there are people who know they wanted to suffer. They know they needed to give up their lives in order to gain eternal life and to work for God. And that's an amazing phenomenon only in the New Testament time.
所以这些就是让我们看到这些圣徒他们走十字架道路所摆上的，在今天还在发光，在全世界各地呢。 没有看到医院挂十字架的，有没有看到？全世界各地只有什么？中国、台湾，我看到，我不知道香港怎么样。就是中国啊的教的这个医院里面是有挂十字架的。So
most so
台湾也是有，我不知道国内是不是所有都有。
Yeah, people are doing so. As I walk around the world, it looks like it's only no other nation other than China will put cross in the hospitals.
我说十字架是说，在宣教士所建立的这些医院，不是政府的医院，这样就是说，在全世界各地，就算说宣教士所建立医院，也没有挂十字架，只有在中国还有台湾。I'm
talking about the hospitals founded by missionaries around the world, rather than government-sponsored hospitals. But even that, when I walk around the world, and looks like only no other places other than China or Taiwan. Will have the cross in the hospitals.
所以这些宣教士啊，中国的这个医院实际上是宣教士建立起来的。那么你如果看那个宣教历史的话，那就知道今天很多在中国的这有名的医院是宣教士盖起来，甚至大学也是一样，大学有些也是啊宣教士盖的。So
in China, most of the hospitals were founded by missionaries. Even some colleges, in the early days, and so that's why.
好，所以我们刚刚讲到呢，啊，十字架今天会给我们一个救赎，给我们一个爱，给我们一个和平，给我们一个圣洁，给我们一个盼望的感觉。So
now today, the cross gives us the feeling of holiness, salvation, hope, and peace, and joy.
这是主耶稣基督把这个从羞辱改变为让人觉得救赎、平安、喜乐，啊。
So it's Jesus' work to turn the cross from a sign of shame to a sign of salvation and peace and joy.
那也许有人会问呢，十字架有没有驱魔的功能呢？
So some might ask, does the cross have the power of chasing away demons?
电影里面有看到，对，丢个十字架，好像跟魔鬼作战，跟邪恶势力作战的时候，好像一个十字架大有这个能力的样子。So
you sometimes see it in movies as if you use a cross, you know, when you can fight with the devils and a cross throwing in the cross will have great power.
甚至从古到现在，甚至现在也是一样。有些人可能带十字架是一种什么样？就是求得一个平安，好像一种保护。 好像一种觉得这是一个吉祥的东西。
So even throughout history, from the old ancient days to now, some people wear a cross just as a charm. So they were trying to get protection, trying to have blessings, and it's a kind of a charm for blessings.
甚至今天的话，可能有些女孩子还当做一种 fashion， 一种什么，就是所谓的时尚的一个装饰品挂在身上。
Some girls even just use it as a fashion decoration.
那么到底十字架是具有这个能力吗？十字架是这样一个东西吗？
Is cross for that purpose? Does it have that power, that kind of thing?
我们说当然是不是的。如果你一个人你不认识耶稣基督，你挂一个十字架在身上，会有驱魔的功能，会有保护的功能吗？
If someone who does not believe in Jesus, but wear a cross, would that have the power to chase away demons and the power of protection?
我相信应该是没有的。但是如果对一个新的人的话呢，这个我们也听过这样的故事啊。
But for a believer, we have heard stories like that.
就一个传道人他说过，一个弟兄呢，他在这个警察学校上课。
A missionary once said.
No, 一个 pastor.
A pastor once said, a brother was in a class at a police station.
那么他认识这个弟兄，他这个弟兄有一次跟他说过这样的故事。
He knew that brother who told him the story.
他这个弟兄呢，在警察学校在念书的当学生的时候。
When he was in the school for training a policeman.
但有一天呢，他们同学有一个人呢，就拿着刀子，然后就是好像你知道，有些人在台湾有看过那种，就是庙里面的鸡童，那拿着刀子在身上乱砍的。
So one of his classmates was like a sort of the kind of a
evil spirit
type of person in the temple, and he would use his knife to cut himself.
那在学校里面，大家看到大家都围观，然后呢，这个人呢就是在身上乱砍，然后好像就是有一种灵的力量在他身上。
So a lot of people were circling around him and just as spectators, and that person would just cut himself, and it seems like he had an evil spirit on him.
我在乡下长大，我在台湾乡下长大。小时候呢，其实我们庙很多。我的邻居呢，有一个年纪像我祖父那样子年纪大的人，你平常看他走路就是慢慢走，有一天呢，我就看到了他突然间冲起来像年轻人一样。
I grew up in a countryside, and there were very many temples over there. And I had, there was an old man in our countryside, and who usually walked in a very slow pace. But one day, all of a sudden, he was walking like a young man.
因为他是在庙里面被选像当鸡童那样的人，是这样的。
Because he was chosen as sort of this pagan in the pagan temple as a sort of a.
对，所以那邪灵呢，就在他身上，邪灵在他身上就有这样子的能力。
So the evil spirit was able to dwell on him and gave him that kind of power.
所以呢，这个同学就说他的经历。他看到他的一个同学呢，被这个邪灵附在身上，就拿着刀子乱砍。然后呢，他那时候他出现了，然后那个人呢，拿着刀子看到他，马上就把刀子放下来。
So this brother, he was in his like was in the classroom, and he saw this brother cutting himself this person with evil spirit cutting himself. And so as soon as he appeared.That person stopped and put down the knife.
因为他身上挂一个十字架。
Because this brother actually carried a cross on him.
然后他的刀就放下来，他身上的血呢就一直猛流，就是那个邪灵的力量就没有了。
So that evil spirit, the person with the evil spirit actually put down his knife, and his the blood started to gush out from his body, and it's like the evil spirit couldn't do further work on him.
那这个人就很战惊发抖，在这个地上，他就是就是这个邪灵不消失以后呢，力量消失以后呢，他这个人就没有力量了。
So after the evil spirit power dwindled, he that person collapsed onto the ground.
然后呢，这个同学呢，就是说有这个学校里面的警官呢，高级警官就来跟他要十字架。
So the senior teachers or the police officers in the school came to ask for that cross from the student.
然后他就跟他们说，你们若不信耶稣，就算十字架拿去也是没有用的，废物一个。
So that person told them, so, well, if you don't believe in Christ, even if you take the cross, it's not going to be of any use to you.
就算我这个十字架给你，也不造成，也不产生能力的。
Even if I give you the cross, it's not going to have any power.
甚至你说你要钉十字架，你也没有这个功能的，也没有这个能力。也就是说，十字架这个东西不是说你拿着这个标记，你就可以当作一种驱魔的工具，不是这样子的。
So even if you say you want to be nailed on the cross, that's useless also. So in other words, it means the cross as a tool, it cannot be used as a charm to chase away demons or to protect yourselves if you're not a believer.
那十字架也不是说你挂着就能够得到祝福，你拿着啊就保证你可以得到祝福，凡事顺利。
And it also, by wearing a cross, it does not mean you will be blessed or you will get, all the good things.
啊，所以十字架这个是因为邪灵的势力认识十字架背后是谁。
Because, who is behind the cross?
因为是认识到这个人所信的背后的耶稣基督。
So the evil spirit was able to collapse in front of the cross because they know that behind this cross it was a person who believed in Jesus Christ and it's the power of Jesus.
我们教会有个姐妹，她也分享过，她以前在台湾长大的时候呢，小时候她就信主了。
A sister in our church had also shared before that when she was younger and lived in Taiwan, she already believed in Christ at that time.
她有一次呢，她在参加庙会，就是庙的前面广场呢，就有那些庙的活动。
She was attending going around a marketplace event.
Temple
before the temple.、
Mm-hmm. 然后呢，就是一样的，就是有。典型的就是那些乩童啊，有邪灵附身的人就开始在做各种的活动。
So similarly, there were people with evil spirit on them, doing all kinds of activities.
那这个姐妹就是来看的。突然间呢，这个人呢就是说，这里面有哪一个小孩子是信耶稣的
？So the sister was there and just kind of to watch, and then all of a sudden those people who were performing people with evil spirit who were performing just called out and say, who among you, which child actually believes in Jesus?
他说他感觉他的能力没有了。
Because that person said he felt his power left him.
所以呢，这个姐妹就很害怕，她赶快跑掉了。
So she was actually was afraid and she just left.
所以就是说告诉我们什么事呢？我们信耶稣的人，我们的背后有一个什么？有一个能够比起这个世界，比起灵界更大的，不是我们。是看到我们背后所信的那个耶稣基督。
This tells us that for us who believe in the Lord, we have a power behind us who are much more powerful than all the evil forces in this world.
所以十字架有没有耶稣基督的十字架福音有没有大能呢？有的。耶稣传道的时候呢，他们说呢，你是神的儿子，马上认出来，邪灵马上认出说你是神的儿子。
So does the cross of Jesus has power? Yes, because when Jesus was preaching the gospel, when the
evil
spirit immediately recognized you are Jesus, Son of God.
那么使徒们他们在传福音，使徒行传记载，他们也有能大有能力的。
And for the apostles, when they went out to preach gospels, they also were with power.
所以我们看见主的福音对灵界是 有力量的，是有大能的，是可以斥退那些邪灵的势力的。
So you can see the Spirit of God does have great power and overcomes all and chases away all the evil spirits in the air.
那在我们这些信的人身上呢，神要做一些更大工作，是十字架要在我们身上除去我们的疾，除去我们罪，这是今天一直在进行的。可以说神的神迹一直在做的工作。
Today in the believers, and God wanted to do the work, continuously doing the work of using the cross and to get rid of all the sins and evils.
好啊，我传福音的时候，有些人也，我想你们可能也传福音，也会有人会问这个问题，就是说呢，亚当夏娃的罪跟我有什么关系呢？为什么亚当夏娃的罪我要承担呢？
When I preach the gospel, as some of the brothers and sisters do the same, when you preach the gospel, some might ask, what does Adam's sin have to do with me?
就是说, 如果你要跟人家讲说福音, 哦, 因为我们有原罪, 是亚当夏娃, 犯了罪了, 所以我们今天人都有罪, 然后你要他说, 神要惩罚我们, 他会觉得什么? 不公平啊, 这是不公平啊。
So if you tell people that today we are all sinners because in the beginning when Adam and Eve sinned, so all of us are sinners. So the people who hear them, they will feel like, oh, that's unfair. That's unfair.
所以我想我们传福音给别人会有这种心态，这样是对不对呢？在圣经来讲也是对的，因为呢，其实神不是因为我们犯了罪。 不是因为我们从亚当夏娃承受了这个原罪，我们犯了罪，神定我们的罪。其实，当然神是可以审判我们，但圣经不是这样讲的。So
is this saying kind of right? In a way, it is because yes, Adam and Eve had brought the sin into the world, and then God needs to punish people for the sins. But then the Bible says in a slightly different way.
好，所以我们打开约翰福音的三章，我们约翰福音三章十六节到十九节。Chapter
3, John chapter 3.
好，我们这段看完就结束了。Verses
16 to 19. This will be the last verses that we see read.
好，我们从十六节，我们念到十九节。好，我们中英文一起来念好了，快一点。
John 3:16 to 19 will read together in both English and Chinese.
好，一起。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。信他的人不被定罪。 不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子，因为他不信神独生子，因为他不信神独生子，因为他不信神独生子，因为他不信神独生子，因为他不信神独生子，因为他不信神独生子，因为他不信神独生子，因为他不信神独生子，因为他不信神独生子，因为他不信神独生子，因为他不信神独生子，因为他不信神独生子，因为他不信神独生子，因为他不信神独生子，因为他不信神独生子，因为他不信神独生子，因为他不信神独生子，因为他不信神独生子，因为他不信神独生子，因为他不信神独生子，因为他不信神独生子，因为他不信神独生子，因为他不信神独生子，因为他不信神独生子，因为他不信神独生子，因为他不信神独生子，因为他不信神独生子，因为他不信神独生子，因为他不信神独生子，因为他不信神独生子，因为他不信神独生子，因为他不信神独生子，因为他不信神独生子，因为他不信神独生子，因为他不信神独生子，因为他不信神独生子，因为他 乃是要叫世人因他得救，也就是十字架的福音的第一面是什么呢？要来拯救我们人，要来给人得救永生之道。
This paragraph talks about two aspects of the gospel. The first aspect is like in verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. So God's purpose for sending his son into the world is to judge the world, but not to punish, but to be saved through him.
好，第十八节、十九节讲什么呢？不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。光来到世间，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就是在此。
So the second aspect is that verses 18 and 19, he who believes in him is not judged. He who does not believe has been judged already because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. This is the judgment that the light has come into the world and men love the darkness rather than the light for their deeds were evil.
好，这里不是说呢，我们从亚当夏娃犯了原罪，我们犯罪，神定我们罪，不是的。我们的罪在神面前最大的不是杀人，也不是你去抢人钱骗人的啊，这些是罪，但神不是定罪。神定罪什么呢？当你听到了这个福音，看到这个光了，而你不接受光，神就定罪了，因为你有选择，但是你不选择，因为你有接受啊的机会。你有选择的机会，就像亚当夏娃，你没有选择神，那么就神就定罪在这里。所以定罪的原因是因为你听到了，你看到光了，但是你拒绝他。
So even though Adam and Eve sinned and they had the original sin, but God is not punishing us because of the sin of Adam and Eve that were brought into the world, but it was rather that so.Yes, there is. If murdering is sin, and cheating others is sin, but those are not the reason for God's punishment. The most significant reason for God's punishment is in the verses 18 and 19, that those who hear the gospels and seeing the light, but chose not to receive the light, rather love the darkness, and for their deeds were evil. So in that regard, and if you already hear the gospel and seeing the light and still refuse to receive,
好，所以我们说福音呢，两面，一面是我们接受了，我们就啊得到这个福音的好处；另外一面拒绝的话呢，就得到福音的十字架的定罪了。这是两面看到。
So there are two aspects of the gospel. On the one side, on the positive side, is we hear the gospel and receive it, and we get saved and we get blessing. The other side is we hear the gospel and do not receive it, and then then you get condemned.
Yeah. 所以希望还没有信主的啊，或者是你已经信了，但是你还有点犹豫的啊，希望这个福音让你看到，你是要接受神的祝福呢，永生呢，还是你要被定罪？因为这个福音是带着能力定罪的能力。
So these are the two aspects of the gospel. I hope those who have not yet believed in God or maybe slightly believe in God will understand and ask yourself whether you wanted to receive blessings or do you want to receive condemnation.
这十字架是一把刀插在地上，把两种的选择分开了，两种立场分开来了。
Cross is like a knife on the ground, separating the two sides, two attitudes.
那对我们基督徒来讲呢，今天我们除了得到福音以外呢，得到十字架的好处呢，我们啊，今天愿意来背起十字架，舍己跟随主。因为圣经里面讲得救呢，不是只有我们信主那一刻得救，得救是一个一生的，从我们啊信主那一天一直到见主面为止，圣经都用这个得救的名字。
For Christians, when we are saved by God and we choose to follow God and deny ourselves and bear the cross to follow Him, so in terms of the word to be saved in the Bible, it's not just one moment of being saved. It is a lifelong process of the salvation.
所以保罗说呢，我要做成得救的功夫。我们信主那一刻呢，我们的灵就苏醒与神啊，灵活过来与神。啊，可以交通。那在一生里面呢，保罗说啊，做成得救的功夫。那得救如果耶稣来的，为什么还要做成得救功夫呢？是在我们的身上，我们要天天背起十字架，我们愿意来跟随主。这个就是做成得救功夫所说的。
So Paul said we need to accomplish, we need to work toward being to be accomplished in salvation. So if we were already saved and God Jesus is going to come again, why should we work toward that? So that's about, you know, for the whole process of being sanctified.
就十字架救赎工作没有人可以做，只有耶稣。但是呢，你愿不愿意跟随主呢？如果你不愿意的话，神不强迫你，那我们就停留在一个啊我们的老生命，那我们就不能荣耀神了。这个是保罗所说的得救，就在我们今天做成。
In other words, no one else can accomplish salvation but Jesus. But that moment, being saved is through Jesus. But then, whether you're going to continue to follow God in a lifelong pathway, then that is our own choice.
这就我们说的魂的得救。那等到主耶稣来的时候呢，我们的身体得赎啊，这是完成的啊，完全的救恩。所以我们基督徒呢，今天如果你只是接受这个十字架的福音的好处，你不愿意舍己的话，我们就很多亏欠，我们不能得到丰盛的生命，我们损失很多。那么到时候神审判的时候呢，我们啊也是有亏损。
So our spirit is awakened at the moment of being saved, and then as we walk the path of cross with God in our life, we our soul got saved, and when Jesus returns, our body will get redeemed. So this whole process, if we are willing to follow God and deny ourselves, our inner being, our life will grow. Our life will grow, and if you're not willing to do that, you will always remain in that very young spiritual life and immature. That's not what God wants.
好，我们啊，对不起，有点长，我们就到这里结束。我们做个祷告。
So we'll stop right here and let's pray together.
主，我们感谢你，因为你的话啊是带着能力的。
Lord, we thank you for your words are with power.
主，你的十字架的福音是让我们赦罪，但是也要我们来跟随你舍己。
The power of gospel, the truth of gospel of Christ is to ask us to hear the hear the gospel and believe in you, and also to deny ourselves.
主，我们再次愿你自己在你的儿女当中，在我们的生活，在我们的生命，在我们的服事上，主，你有主权，因为你是元首，你是基督，你是作王的。
May your sovereignty reign in our lives as we serve, as we live, as we interact with brothers and sisters. For you are the King.
主，我们这样祈求祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Okay.